department has to adhere to and provide documentation of that. So when there, it's a three-year cycle, and at the end of that 3 years, there's a team of two command staff or chiefs from other agencies that come and spend 2 days at the host agency reviewing all 140 of those standards to make sure they're in compliance. After that period, they then submit a written report that goes to me to review and approve. Then I send it to two different committees consisting of chiefs and command staff who review it and approve it and then send it back to me. And then I finally contact the host agency to tell them that they have passed their certification. So my distinct pleasure here tonight to formally announce that the plaque and the certification to the chief of the city of Fairburn for their accomplishment in meeting those standards for state certification for the next 3 years.
Thank you, Mayor and Council.
The next item is presentation of Supervisory Leadership Development Program certificates.
Before we start, could you do something for me? Could you please check? It feels like the heater's on actually back here.
No.
I thought it was just, could you just double check that for me, please?
It went from hot to cold.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. I said, man, I know I ain't having menopause moments.
It's a lot of people, Mayor.
Okay.
Well, good evening, Honorable Mayor and City Council members. We are super excited to acknowledge all of our directors and managers that participated in the Georgia Municipal Association Supervisory Leadership Development Program. I can tell you that we did fast track this program. Classes for them started in January, and they just completed in June. And so, on behalf of the city administrator, just want to say thank you, because in the FY24 budget, you all did approve funding for us to be able to put 30 of our employees through this program. And so I'll turn it over to Mr. Terrell Jacobs, and he can give you a little bit more insight.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Jamila. Just want to share a couple of things with you in regards to the program. We put this program together probably about 5 years ago. Actually, the first one was the city of South Fulton that undertook this program. And it is a very grueling program that takes them through several months of intense lecturing. And sometimes we do projects and things of that nature. But here's the thing that we're challenged with across the state of Georgia. About 25% of our workforce, some of that institutional knowledge can retire by 2029. So we have not done a great job of developing our talent, developing the next leaders for our municipal workforce. So we have over 40,000 municipal employees with the state of Georgia. So as you can imagine, that's 10,000 folks. So we got to do a better job. So I commend the city of Fairburn for taking this initiative, because we got to develop folks to be able to take on different roles and responsibilities. And you're just not born with good leadership skills and management skills. So this was an opportunity for them to share their aspects of what they're hopefully learned and hopefully bring them back to their workplace so that hopefully they can be in tune with being greater leaders and managers for the city of Fairburn. Once again, thank y'all for doing this. It's been a great opportunity. I hope that the students really had a great experience through this process, because we want to hopefully have value added and good services to them so that they can hopefully utilize everything that they've been taught. So without further ado, we got Ms. Chris over here. She's gonna.
Can I do this if you don't mind? I'm gonna ask members of council, would you stand here so you can shake the hand? Because this is a great moment for the city of Fairburn and their management and leadership team. So if you could, can we all just come down front?
Yeah, that's great.
No, I
was so cold in here, didn't
Mayor,
it?
Mayor, thank you. I would have a little menopause, too. I didn't want to say that.
So first up is Ms. Jada Berry. Is she here tonight? No. Jada. Mr. John Martin.
Next is the best Parks and Recreation Director in the state of Georgia, Ms. Chapin Scott. And the police chief of the newly certified Fairburn Police Department, Chief Anthony Bazidlo.
Miss Felicia Jones. Mr. Willie Smith.
Captain Krishna Craig. This next one's a little bittersweet, but it's a good thing. Mr. Brian Stevens.
Fire Marshal Christopher Campbell. Mr. Tom Banks. Miss Gail Higgs.
Miss Tyra Little.
Miss Nikisha Baker.
Thank you.
Ms. Sylvia Abernathy.
Mr. Lester Thompson. Talisha Champagne.
Miss Takara Burgess.
Mr. Dana Smith.
Chief Cornelius Robinson. Miss Denise Brookins.
Miss Dina Ray.
Lieutenant Edgar DeSantos.
Mr. Charles Johnson. Our Deputy Fire Chief, Mr. Graylin Sapp. Another one of our fire command staff, Mr. Miguel Rabeau.
Mr. John Gilbert.
Okay, John.
Though he is not here this evening, we have one for our Deputy Police Chief, Chief Eddie Eisworth. And also from the Fairburn Police Department, Captain Amber Graham. And another member of our finance team, Ms. Jenny Montoya. And just very briefly, I just wanted to take a moment. Ms. Chris and I are blessed to be able to work with this tremendous group of leaders. It makes our jobs a whole lot easier. They're talented, they're dedicated, they work really, really hard. I just consider it a blessing to be able to work with them.
Now, I was just going to say, as mayor and on behalf of the members of council, we're all proud of our management team. Please give these people a hand again. Before we conclude, I'd like Mr. Phillips to explain exactly what the course in detail, because it's a little more. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The course is about 16 courses that they have to take over that period of time. As you heard Ms. Jamila say, we really crunched it in. So they had about 6 hours each time that they showed up. So it was more instructions, lectures, projects, things of that nature. We got this course book from International City County Managers Association, Effective Leadership and Supervising. And we've been, once again, doing this for about 5 years. So what typically happens is a city contacts us, and they say that they want to put their folks through this training program. And we specifically contract with that city for how many people that they want to send. We usually, at the top end, about 35 to 40 people. I think you had close to 30 in this class in that regard. So once again, it's something that is vastly needed to try to help them, because everybody's not always born with great leadership skills and management skills. And we had a lot of good interaction. Each one of the instructors made it so that they could actually participate and give us some perspective. We didn't talk about Tony or Jamila. Mayor and Council. But I will say this, we always invoke the Las Vegas rule, right? So what we talk about then is what we talk about then. But it was all in the effort to gain insight and help each other grow, and that's what it's all about. You're always going to be a life learner. Remember that. That's what it's all about. You never get through with learning, okay? I commend y'all for what y'all have done, all right?
I just want to add one thing. I had the good fortune to be in the inaugural class for this 5 years ago. So I went through this particular supervisory leadership program myself, so I know how valuable it is. It helped me as a leader. And it was instructed by Terrell Jacobs and Kay Love primarily, both of whom have been doing this for decades, over 30 years. And so the facilitators are folks who have been hands-on in city government for decades. And so you learn from folks and learn from each other, from people who have really done it, not just taught it. And so it's a real value. I'm so excited that they've all had a chance to go through it now. And we'll be looking for the next cohort of folks that we can send through this to make Fairburn that much better.
What I'd like to do, if you don't mind, I'd like to make sure we get a group picture. I'm going to ask council to stand up there, come back to the seats, and stand up front, up top, so they can get a great group picture of these managers and however way you want to make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm center, so.
No, I'm white, but I'm looking at her, though.
Oh.
Come on back.
Okay, everybody on 3, 1, 2, 3. Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
There you go. All right.
Good to see you. Yes.
I'm gonna do like a good
bat.
Have fun. Service ain't over, but I'm gonna have to leave.
Finger.
And tiptoe.
And tiptoe.
See y'all later. First of all, what you doing with that shirt on?
mic. That's supposed to say Fairburn. They don't have one for you?
You're
going to get several shirts. Yeah.
What I'd like to do next, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask our newly elected state senator, with Rashad Kemp, would you please come up, sir, and give us greetings and a wink for the cheer. Cool out for a second, okay? Okay.
All right.
Go ahead, sir.
It's hard to follow a celebration of so many people. Oh, no. Well, good evening, Mayor, good evening. Council. Thank y'all so much for giving me the opportunity just to speak. My name is Rashawn Kemp, and I am the state senator-elect for Senate District 38. Fairburn is in Senate District 38. Goes all the way from Sandy Springs down here south to Palmetto. And so I will be sworn in January when the legislature comes back in. I'm going to be replacing retiring state senator Horacina Tate, who has been in the seat for 25 years. So this is a big change, but very excited to fill her place and get to work on behalf of our community. I'm very passionate about making sure that we try to equalize things as it relates to this district and what we see so often in Metro Atlanta. I live in the city of South Fulton, so very passionate about making sure that the resources and opportunities that exist in the northern part of the county exist in the southern part of the county. So you can count me as an advocate for those types of things, such as healthcare, education, by way of my profession, as well as ensuring that we ensure our right to vote. And that's one thing I just want to make sure I stress. I know I'm preaching to the choir, but just in case there's anybody that does not know, our Secretary of State has put forth a website where folks can go and cancel somebody's voter registration,
yes,
and challenge their voter registrations. So please, as you are engaging community, make sure that folks know to not only register and make sure that they're registered when they move, but they check their registration because some games are very likely to be played as it relates to our voter status. So please go to the Secretary's website and make sure that you are currently still registered to vote.
Would you repeat that one more time? Okay, because I want to make sure the people that are listening at home hear that. That's important.
Absolutely. So please go to its NVP, My Voter Page. It's the Secretary of State's website to check your voter registration status. There is a new website that has been released where folks can challenge someone's voter registration status just by simply knowing their name and their date of birth. And so we want to make sure that our names do not end up on those lists to where your status can be challenged when you go to vote. There are folks that are going to try any which way they can to determine the outcome of the election that is not the result of the people. So please make sure you're going to check your voter registration status. And also, if anybody wants to reach out to me, my email address is rashawn4georgia@gmail.com, R-A-S-H-A-U-N. For Georgia, all spelled out at gmail.com, and I'll give you my cell phone number as well, 614-778-9160. While I do not get sworn in until January, the work begins prior to that so that we make sure that we are doing what we can to advocate for our community. So look forward to working with you all and meeting all of the members of council and, of course, engaging on this important work down at the State House. Yes, phone number is 614-778-9160.
And your name again, please, sir?
Rashawn Kemp.
Rashawn Kemp.
Yeah, we can't forget the last name. No relation. All right, no relation. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you for coming,
thank
sir.
Thank you.
Okay, at this point, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have, we're at the adoption of the city council agenda. Members of council, you have the printed agenda before you. Can I get a motion to adopt the agenda?
So move.
Second.
Motion is made and properly second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. I don't have any public comments, so at this point, I'm going to the approval of the city council minutes. Members of council, you have the city council minutes for the meeting that commenced on July the 22nd, 2024. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Well, any comments or questions?
Catch who made the motion? I couldn't catch it. Okay.
I did.
Ms. Davis made the motion. Who made the second?
I did.
Ms. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries.
The first item on the agenda is a public hearing. It's a text amendment automobile rental and sales. Staff recommends the public hearing be continued to allow additional time for the applicant to provide updated information.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We have an application for a text amendment. Since the initial application, our zoning attorney has received some additional information that's under review, so we're requesting that the public hearing be open and continue to allow staff sufficient time to review the data provided by the property owner.
Okay, so in this case, I need to take a motion to open the public hearing, correct? Is there a motion to open the public hearing?
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is made and properly second. All in favor say aye.
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 The public hearing is open. And so, Mr. James, just so I follow proper protocol, because you're going to continue, if people speak today or later?
I need to ask you, was it advertised as
it
a
was.
Public hearing for mm-hmm. people to speak?
It was advertised as a public
and
hearing.
I would ask if anybody wants
is there,
to speak
okay.
on it.
Okay. Is there anyone here that wish to speak in favor of this item? Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Yes, we're just trying to get our business license.
Introduce, please. Yeah.
Introduce yourself, ma'am. Your name.
I'm sorry. My name is Jamie Palmer, and I'm representing Speed Enterprise at 337 Bay Street, Fairburn, Georgia, 30213. The reason the owner couldn't be here is he's sick and in the hospital. We're trying to have a rental car and a U-Haul business there, and we had some complications, you know, because we had letting somebody rent a bay and they were down there practicing without a license, having business without a license. But we have taken care of that, and we were just waiting on the loophole that she's found that we could be zoned in.
Okay. Is there anyone else here wish to speak in favor of this item? I see none. Is there anyone here that wish to speak in opposition of this item? Seeing none. In this case, just because it's continued, I do not close the public hearing, correct? I do not close it. Okay, so in this case, we can go to the next item. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Need a motion to continue it.
Okay, can I entertain a motion to continue this item?
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
To continue the public hearing, that's what.
Continue the public hearing. So motion's been made and properly second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. We'll go to
the next item is a facility use agreement. Here it's with Goals Football Club. Okay. Request Mayor and Council approval of the facility use agreement with the City of Fairburn and Kids with Goals Football Club to provide youth soccer programming.
Greetings, Mayor. You go, Mayor?
Go ahead, Mayor.
Oh, greetings, Mayor and Council. What you have before you is our facility usage agreement. This organization worked with us in the spring, but the location has changed, so I just want to make sure that is noted. During the spring, they utilized our football field, our grass football field. Due to our very large football program, we have moved them to our lower multi-purpose baseball field. So this is the same contract that was approved in the spring.
Okay. Mr. Council, you have the item that's been read. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion is made by Mr. Smallwood. Is there a second?
Second.
The motion has been properly seconded. Any questions or comments by Council?
Just a quick question. With now, and this is in precaution that we are now self-insured, are there any particular measures, Mr. Phillips, or our city attorney, that we need to take to make sure that liability is covered with this? You know, typically when we had our liability insurance, we know that we're covered, but now that we're self-insured, I just want to understand, should we be looking particular at any other foreseeable issues that may rise in protecting ourselves from that?
So built within this contract, you'll see a portion that mentions liability insurance.
Okay.
The organization is required to hold $1 million worth of liability insurance, with Duncan Parkin listed as the certificate holder.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other members of council got a question? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? That motion carries. Next item.
The next item is the senior homestead exemption. It is a request for Mayor and Council approval of an ordinance to amend Chapter 53, Article 2, Division 2 of the Code of Ordinances of Fairburn, Georgia, so as to increase the homestead exemption for citizens 70 years of age and over
to cap the value of the homestead for taxing purposes for eligible citizens to repeal conflicting ordinances.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Yes. Good evening.
We are bringing forth an ordinance tonight to increase our senior homestead exemption. As you know, we discussed this last week in our budget workshops. This is a proposal to increase the current exemption from $25,000 to $30,000 for seniors who are 70 years old and older. Last year, this council approved in December that assessments would be frozen when you turn the age of 70. We are proposing this year that we also help those out that are seniors and mostly on fixed incomes, that we increase that exemption from $25,000 to $30,000. It is my assessment that this will come at a nominal decrease in revenue for the city, and I just think it's the right thing to do.
Okay. Members of Council, you've heard the item read by the city clerk. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and actually seconded by Mr. Whitmore. Is there any question or comment by Council?
Yes, I have.
Go ahead, Ms. Jones.
Yes. I really appreciate the fact that you came back to us with that the $5,000 increase. I know in talking to numerous senior citizens, you know, they was really hoping that we could afford to have a homestead exemption at the level of Fulton County. But, you know, I explained to them that, you know, we, one, are not structured that way, and two, we can't afford it at that level, but that we have made major strides with the increase from the, was it 10?
Yes, ma'am.
To 25, and now 30 in 1 year, an additional 5 in 1 year. So that's a major accomplishment for this legislative body. And I also assured them that it is something that we will continue to monitor because we've heard them loud and clear relative to the homestead exemption. But thank you so much for the initiative that you've taken to help us move the needle a little further. So thank you so much.
Ms. Davis?
Yes. I, too, would like to thank our administration and our finance director for doing this extra step. It really goes to show where your heart is in reference to our citizens as well. And you know where my heart always is. So, so appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Any other members of council?
Sir. Thank you.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, again, to echo what my fellow colleagues already said, it is important to listen to the citizens, and we have our seniors, and they mean the world of us to us. So to be able to work with the administration, yourself and the finance department, and bring it before this council to make it happen is commendable. I thank you, and I'm sure our citizens thank you as well.
Ms. Hudson, did you have something?
Mm-mm, I'm done.
Mr. Mayor, if
yes, sir,
I could
go ahead
for a moment. This is Mr. Stevens' last council meeting with us.
Aww.
I wanted to take a moment to publicly thank him. He has been a tremendous asset to us in the time that he's been here. One of the signs of a leader is that you leave things better than you found them. Mm-hmm. And he has certainly done that in spades. I regret to see him go. Would have tried everything I could to keep him here, but I want what's best for him and his family.
Right.
He's the best person to know that, so I'm happy for him. Our entire team is happy for him. And I just wanted to publicly say thank you, Brian Stevens. You've really done us well in the time that you've been here.
Yeah. Mr. Mayor, if I could.
Yes, sir.
And Council. I'm very appreciative of the opportunity that Fairman gave me about 17, 18 months ago. It was a hard decision, but it was the right decision for my family. We have two kids in college now, and coming from the education system and a chance to go back and have a little bit more flexibility and family time with my wife meant the world to me. So I would say this, it is nothing that this council, the mayor, the city administration or staff or anyone has done to me. Fairburn's a great place to work. I'm gonna be honest, that's the part that made it hard was to leave people that I built lifelong friendships with. So if anybody's listening out there, I can tell you this is a great job, a great place to work. It was just a unique circumstance for me. But the colleagues that I have, I was telling one of the council members, my mom watches every meeting, and she said, I've never seen a council just compliment staff so much. So again, I hope I'm leaving it better than I found it. I will be accessible as needed. Tomorrow is my last day, but I am greatly appreciated, and I am greatly impressed by Fairburn. So with that, good day. Thank you.
The next item.
Mayor, could you carry the motion, please?
Oh. All in.
He ready to go. Yep. Ready to go.
Don't bust me out. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries.
The next item is the appointments to the Ethics Board. This composition of the Ethics Board is 7 residents who should have been a resident of the city of Fairburn for at least 1 year immediately preceding the date of his or her appointment and shall remain a resident of the city. No person shall serve on the board if he or she within the preceding 1 year period has any interest in any contract, transition, or official city action of the city. The last appointments to the Ethics Board ended in 2023. The recommendation is for Mayor and Council to appoint the following members to the board. Nowoski Horn, appointed by Mayor Mario Avery, term to expire December 2025. Rodney Anderson, appointed by Mayor Pro Tem James Whitmore, term to expire 2027. Vera Racklin, appointed by Councilmember Linda J. Davis, term to expire, December 31st, 2027. All of them expired December 21st of their year. Thomas Cochran, appointed by Councilmember Alex Heath, term to expire December 31st, 2025. Tony Smith, appointed by Councilmember Hattie Portis Jones, term to expire December 31st, 2027. Reverend Danita Jones, appointed by Councilmember Ulysses Smallwood, term to expire December 31st, 2025. Myla Osum, appointed by Councilmember Samantha Hudson, term to expire December 31st, 2027.
Members of Council, you've heard the item read. It. Is there a motion to approve?
So move.
Yes, ma'am. Is there
second.
Motion has been made. It's second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. At this time, you have reports? Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I just had one brief update, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
If you would allow. The Georgia Association of Chiefs of Police recertification that you saw this evening was inclusive of a comprehensive assessment of our standard operating procedures for the police department to ensure that they were legally aligned with state law and that they were aligned, Chief, help me if I get this right, with best practice. And so I wanted to take a moment, one, to acknowledge Ms. Hudson, who has mentioned standard operating procedures a number of times. I want her to know that we heard her, right? So if you would check your email, you have a link, all of you, to the entirety of the 23 chapters of the standard operating procedures of the Fairburn Police Department. Mm-hmm. And as of this evening, they have been added to the city's website under the Fairburn Police Department tab. They are now accessible to all of our citizens. And anyone who would like to take a look, it's the entire SOPs. They have been certified, as you saw this evening, and they are now fully transparent and accessible to any and everyone who would like to look at them.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips. Jamila.
And so our next item is council comments. Okay, I'll start off, actually, in this case, Mr. Smallwood. Would you go ahead, sir?
I don't have any comments this evening. Just thank everyone for coming.
Yes, sir, thank you. Mr. Davis.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I know I shared this with Mr. Phillips. I want to make it a record. I so appreciate us investing in our employees. You can't expect someone to be a leader if you have not invested in them. to train them and for them to go through different classes and training to become a leader. And that just does my heart so, so full to see the number of employees that completed that training. And I noticed the difference with employees who had to present their budget. In their heart, they knew their budget. They said it with confidence. Even if it wasn't going to be approved, they did not hesitate or anything. And I noticed the difference. And in particular one, and I'm not going to name because I shared this with that particular employee, I told them, I noticed the difference. And just keep up the good work. I'm just so excited about what we do here in the city, not only for our employees, but also our citizens, because without either one of them, we would not be here. So thank you, Mayor. Thank you, administration, for allowing me to share that.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Hessen?
Yes, thank you. First of all, I want to start off by saying thank you to Mayor Avery for pushing forward the Ethics Board. This wasn't a win for Ms. Hudson, this was a win for us all in Fairburn. I also want to thank the finance manager and Tony Phillips and Jamila Chris for working closely with me in the one-on-one meetings, and as well as to my peer, Councilman Smallwood, for helping me out with a little cash on the training side. Mm-hmm. He hit me real good there. I also want to thank the citizens of Fairburn, everyone who came out to the back to school event and our partnering restaurant, the dining experience. We had over 110 attendees and we distributed 200 backpacks. I am excited about the community engagement that's coming forward. Join me and look out for Civic in the City. Civic in the City is now being birthed to be a public engagement tool to garner your feedback as it relates to items that you may see on agenda that you may not understand. I will host this once a month to kind of get some feedback and as well as help you navigate through the simple tools of how to send in a public comment, the things that you need to do in terms of open records. This is us coming together to provide information to counteract disinformation. Me and Tony, Mr. Phillips had talked about this before, that a lot of things that are happening is because of disinformation. And so I am so excited for that opportunity, as well as it is official. As of August 12th, I am now a member of the cohort for ARC Regional Leadership Institute. And that's not just a win for me, that's a win for Fairburn, because I want to work to bring regional support to our city and help us understand where we are on the map in terms of the region. A lot of times we can get locked in on the small level and not see the bigger picture. So this will help me see the bigger picture and fight better for us all. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Congratulations. Ms. Portis-Jones.
I too say congratulations, Councilwoman Hudson.
Thank you.
That is yet another avenue of training for you that you can share with us as well as the city. Training has always been very important to the city of Fairburn. At the national level, the state level, and the local level. It was exhibited tonight with the awards, the certificate that the supervisors had. At the end of the day, it helps us all. It helps us all to be better leaders. It helps us to learn from our colleagues in our neighborhood, regionally, statewide, and nationally, because you can guarantee that somebody has gone through whatever it is that we're dealing with right now, so we don't have to reinvent the wheel. And that's why training is so, so important to the city, and that's why this legislative body for at least 50 years, if not more, has invested in training both of mayor and council as well as our the staff. Again, congratulations to all of the staff participating in that program. It was quite impressive. And thank you, Mr. Phillips and Ms. Chris, for
One, encouraging them to participate and providing the resources both financially and staff-wise to allow them to do that. So congratulations again. And I also want to just say thank you again for the additional $5,000 for the homestead exemption. Every little bit helps. And of course, you know, our seniors ask for more, but they are appreciative of every penny that they get. So we will continue to work on doing more as resources will allow. And then lastly, just thank you, Mrs. Stevens, for the initiative and leadership that you brought to the city. You did a lot in the 17, 18 months that you were here. And you've elevated us to a whole nother level and set a standard for the next person to come in. At all times, it is our goal to continuing to move higher than where we are. So thank you again, and good luck. Thank you, Mayor.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Mayor Pro Tem, go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mayor.
Best for last. Go ahead.
I'm going to start out with our finance director, Mrs. Stevens. Again, you will be missed, but you set the bar high, and I'm sure whoever comes in to stand in your shoes will do just fine with the examples that you left behind. So thank you for your service here to the city of Fairburn. Number two, just like to say, we just had the National Night Out last week. We had close to 300, I believe, backpacks that was given to the community. And I challenge you, Chief, unofficially out there in the parking lot, and I'll challenge you publicly now, next year it should be 500. So, and again, I mentioned to you a couple of businesses that I know that I'm sure will chip in to help with that endeavor. So let's talk about that. Also, the congratulations on your GACP certification. I know it's important. I know you look forward to that every 3 years. You've been here a long time, and you go through it every 3 years. You have been going through it every 3 years. So just to know that we're continuing that trend of getting that certification is important for you as a police chief, your agency, and of course for the city of Fairburn. And with that, one last thing. I would just like to remind all of our citizens out there, you heard from our future state rep as of January of next year, Mr. Rashawn Kemp. And he put out a plea to each and every one of you, please, and I'm gonna implore you, please, go and check your voter registration. We do not want to be caught left behind and not exercising our rights to vote for who we feel we want to represent us in the state or in the national. So please take advantage of that and go to that website. Thank you, Mayor.
Absolutely, thank you. And I'll just basically echo what several members have just mentioned. Mr. Stevens, thank you so much, sir. You've been a blessing beyond belief, having worked with several finance directors in both terms as mayor. That's a capacity that will make or break your administration. And so when I met with Dick Anderson upon his arrival, he came, I was the first city he visited, and I told him two positions, if you don't get the right person, you're gonna sink. And I said, as the finance director and the city attorney, I said, if you mess up in either category, you'll find out soon. And so again, I want to just say thank you, sir, because again, you've been a blessing. My wife actually is out at the financial services convention right now, and she wanted to actually come here and thank you, because she deals with what you're dealing with. She said congratulations to you. I want to also thank another young lady that's in this case got a great opportunity, in Ms. Little, our procurement manager that's going to the city of Roswell. And the city administrator will tell you, in my first meeting, probably the first one or two meetings when he first got here, I came to our meeting with our managers, and many will attest that I told him that. I said, guys, if you're doing what I think we can do as a government after the first 2 years, I said, I'm going to have a hard time holding on to half of you in this room. I don't know if you guys remember that. And I said, I'm going to lose half of you, because the competition is going to recognize the the efficiency and the level of professionalism that we're going to operate in. That's exactly what's happening. Of course, I've got chewed out by someone saying, "Man, you're opening the door for people to leave." No, I'm opening the door for success to be seen worldwide. And so again, congratulations to every department here. Want to just say again too, want to thank Mr. Phillips and Ms. and Ms. Chris. Thank you again for what we just witnessed today. One of the things that when I came in, you and I talked about having been a graduate of CPM, and so and I indicated then because of my military service in this case, you can't expect what you don't inspect. And so I said, as Rick said, I said we talked about our managers going through a bona fide certified program whereby they can actually learn what it means to be a team player and what it means to manage at the next level. One of the things that I'm very happy about that we've been able to do, and we did it during our first administration, Ms. Brenda James went through that, and that program then, and that was, it is very valuable when other people can work with each other for years.
That's your
going, man.
He's hitting the record.
He was on the roll.
Okay, well, I apologize. Okay. I thought it was a phone. I said, man, I said, whose phone is it running? I'm sorry.
I thought it was a phone too, man.
I apologize. Okay.
I cut it short.
Okay. All right. With that being said, can I entertain a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
I just thought you were overriding it.
Oh, no.